You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now for a look at agricultural weather is Mike Tenura of T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Well, for the longest time, it has seemed as if weather conditions, growing conditions in South America have been close to ideal. But maybe in recent days, a couple of hiccups have emerged?
Really, since about Christmas time, things have changed a little bit down there. If you take a look at Center West and Southeast Brazil, which do account for a significant proportion of first crop corn and total soybean production, there's been very little rainfall since then. That's about a two-week period, and since that area averages so much rain, we're starting to see some pretty big departures from average. A lot of that region has been 3.5 to 5.5 inches drier than usual over the last 2 weeks, which basically indicates that little to no rainfall has occurred. That in itself is not a huge issue since it's been so wet leading into that period, but the real problem going forward, or potential problem, is that we don't see a big change on the way. There's a large area of upper-level high pressure centered near the region, and that will continue to suppress rainfall over the next 7 to 10 days, while also leading to above-average temperatures. Maximums across much of this region will reach the mid-90s, which is a little bit warm for them. Since they have so much rain, they have a lot of cloudiness in their climate, and that keeps daytime temperatures generally in the mid to upper 80s at this time of the year. So we're essentially looking at a warm and dry pattern for a big chunk of corn and soybeans in Brazil.
So that takes care of Brazil. What about in Argentina? I'm hearing it's a little bit on the wet side.
Well, that's the interesting thing. The exact same weather pattern that is causing all of the warm and dry weather across center west and southeast Brazil is also allowing a number of storm systems to move across the same area off to the south. That's leading to pockets of excessive wetness in parts of Argentina and into South Brazil. In that area, over the last 30 days, rainfall departures of more than 3 to 6 inches wetter than usual exist. And we're looking for similar types of weather over the next 10 days. So you can easily make an argument that too much rain is coming up for corn and soybeans in a decent-sized area of Argentina and southern Brazil. So no matter how you look at this, you really want things to change where the drier areas turn wet and the wetter areas turn dry. But for the next 10 days, we have some confidence that this pattern is not going to change dramatically.
All right, let's turn our attention then closer to home, where we have been under siege by cold temperatures of late.
Yes, we have been seeing some very cold temperatures, not quite as cold as last winter, but definitely paralleling that. As we go forward, though, changes occur from this weekend into next week. The Arctic air mass retreats, temperatures warm back to more seasonable levels with highs in the 20s and 30s as opposed to the single digits above zero. So this coldness that we have now is not going to last, and we do look for milder times ahead.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Thank you, Dave.
Mike Tenura of T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. And that is today's Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. We'll